Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Lane. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm looking for my almanac. How are you?
I'm doing good. What you looking for in the almanac?
I'm looking for some dates for planting some seeds.
Okay, I didn't understand what you said.
I'm looking for some dates for planting some seeds here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, okay. And I hear you're going to be doing some traveling.
Yeah, we're heading from Salt Lake out to Amherst, New York.
Goodness.
So, going to be going through from Salt Lake to Denver, and I'm not sure which direction we'll be going through. Nauvoo, Illinois, and Independence, Missouri, and Cleveland, Kirkland, Ohio area. And Carol's got another little trip planned into an area where she wants to visit some cemeteries, and then back through Cleveland again, hopefully catch up with Nancy on the way back.
Oh, sure.
It'd be so cool to meet, you know, some people on this, come on the call, and then on back down through Omaha and probably straight back to Salt Lake. We've got a lot of relatives, a lot of cemeteries to visit, looking for genealogical things, going to church sites that Carol's never been to. I've been to them, but she hasn't, so.
Has arrived.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it'll be a crazy time.
Well, if you're in Omaha, you'll be not that far from us.
Oh, really?
Where are you at? We're just 30 miles north of Wichita.
Okay. So you're in Kansas? Okay. We'll be going across 70. I think Phil's planning on going to Denver and then, back up, I think it's Interstate 76 back up to 80, but I'm not positive on that.
And
I don't know which way she's got us routed where, but I know we'll be in, Independence, Missouri, so that's on 70. And so you're between 70 and 80 then, right?
No, we're south of 70.
Oh, south of 70, okay.
Yeah, 80 is up in Iowa and Nebraska.
Okay.
Yep.
So anyway, I'll have to get on the maps and see. You and Decoffs that are not too far away from each other.
Yeah. Right.
Joe and Bill live just of us. Good morning. This is Onita.
Hi.
Hi.
And you live that area too, don't you?
We live just north of Wichita. We're between Decoffs and Penny Lane.
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe we can hook up.
Good.
Be fun to meet you.
Yeah, it would.
So. Anyway, we'll send you an email with your addresses and telephone numbers, and I'll see what I can figure out here as far as geography. I'll just catch up with you for lunch or dinner or something, or breakfast someday to say hi.
When are are you coming through?
Yeah, we're going, we're leaving the first Saturday of May and have to be back in Amherst at the University of New York back there in Buffalo for son-in-law's graduation from graduate school.
Wow.
See our daughter back there. And then we're going to just visit all the LDS church sites we can visit between here and there. And a lot of them I've visited already, but Carol hasn't. So we're just continuing our year of travel here. Seems like we did that back in 2002. We took a trip from here to Fluton. Or was it Fluton to St. Louis and rented a motorhome and a car. And 10 of us toured for a week. And all up and down between St. Louis and Springfield, Illinois, and over to Hannibal, Missouri, and up to Nauvoo, Illinois, and then back down to St. Louis. And then that was in June, and then in September, Carol and I flew to Syracuse, New York, and drove up to Toronto, and back direct to, I've, you know, been there several times, so worked for a company out of Toronto for a while, but, you know, traveled the states out here and sailed, and then we traveled over to Burlington, Vermont, and didn't get all the way to Sharon, Vermont, but we got to Burlington, and Ben and Jerry's, we went over with some of our friends that lived in New Hampshire. They came over and visited us in Burlington, and we drove back with them to Ben and Jerry's, and they continued back on to New Hampshire. We went back to where our daughter lived in, I can't remember the little town right on the end of Lake Ontario, Sackett Harbor. And then flew back. So that year we traveled a lot.
Sounds good.
So everybody else doing good?
Doing okay. It's nice to not have to go to the office every day.
Yeah, that would be a nice thing. I'm looking forward to that one year. So. Apologize, I have called you, Onita.
Okay.
But
just figured you were like the rest of us, so.
Yeah, well, what I've got going is got a K-1 form because of an inheritance, and there were things on it when I put it into my tax preparation program. It's going, why are you doing this?
There are some lines on the K-1 that aren't in our tax software at the office, too, so.
That causes problems, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's down in the 14 area. I looked up in the tax things, and it didn't explain anything about the particular things that were on there.
Yeah.
Relating to the alternative minimum tax. And my nephew says, you know, I called him, he's the one that had prepared it for my mother's trust, and he just said, you don't qualify for it anyway. Don't even worry about putting it on there. So, okay.
Well, if there's I was going to say, if there's not a place where usually it's something that doesn't need to go on there, but every once in a while they surprise you, so.
Yes.
I was going to say offhand, I can't remember what's on 14, so.
Yes, I'd have it's something to do with the alternative tax, so.
Yeah, I'd have to get my book out and look at it.
I can scan it and fax it to or send it to you or fax it to you so you can see what it says on the form if you're interested. Actually, I have it in an email, so if you send me an email, I can email it back to you if you you would find look at it, I'd sure appreciate it.
Okay. I could do that. I'd probably look at it on Monday when I'm in the office. And
okay.
And then get back to you. See, I sent you an email with my phone number on, so you've got my email.
Okay, great. Thank you. Appreciate you. I saw something yesterday on the on one of the websites I ended up being on at work because I was searching for something. I saw a snippet of something I wanted to bring up, but I was so busy I didn't take time to make a note of where it was so I could go back and look at it. And so I didn't have anything brought up today to add. I will once again thank Betty for sending me emails. It was sure helpful. My wife called me last night and said, hey, let's go out to, or let's go to the genealogical library. And I hadn't been planning on doing that last night. I planned on doing other things. So we didn't end up getting home until 10 o'clock, and luckily our daughter had fixed something for dinner, so we had a snack of that, and I ran downstairs to make a post on the blog and to edit the call, and I was very thankful, because by that time of night, I wasn't thinking, and luckily Betty had, and it was sure wonderful, so I appreciate you.
I was going to say, I've got a granddaughter that spends a lot of time in those genealogical libraries. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She lives in California, so she's always in the West Coast one. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I was excited last night. I found that I've got a great-great-great-grandfather or something. You know, how, I don't know how many generations back. But I couldn't easily figure it out. But anyway, he was born in Ohio about 1812, 1813.
Mm-hmm.
And last night I found something I've never been able to track anything about where he was born or who his parents were. And then I've been able to find some information a few years ago of a possible link to parents. And last night I found more information about them and their parents, but that they were married in a county where Cleveland now is.
Mm.
And so I was excited because we were going to be going to Cleveland twice on this trip, but hopefully I'll be able to get into county records or something and maybe find something.
So you have to stop
messing
while you're back there.
Yeah, that's what we're planning on doing. But, she was hoping that she would be able to be up and about enough at that point that we could meet for dinner or lunch or something.
Yeah.
So I could meet herself and meet Marty. That would be exciting.
Yeah.
So now if I can make it closer, the rest of you would be even more excited. Anyway, it's a good group. It was nice that years ago to got to meet Margaret Johnson. I think her name was Margaret Johnson. That was on the call that had the stroke and ended up living with her sister up in the Northwest for a while, and I lost track of her. But I was able to meet her and meet Char and Ruth and such at the, about 2006-2007 at the convention in Long Beach.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning that, so.
So that particular week, Cheryl probably has to figure out how to get the automated system to record the calls while I'm off gone, and then I can edit them and get them up. So it'll be a little crazy for a couple weeks.
I just need to go back and listen to a bunch of the ones that I've missed while I was doing that. So.
Yeah. Well, if you go to the blog, all the calls since the middle to end of February have been reviewed, and there's a search there, so if you're looking for a particular subject, you can put it in there, and if the word is in the blog, it'll tell you which day.
Okay.
Which post. So that'll be very helpful. That's why
yeah.
I wanted to get back to reviewing the calls and why it's so important and why I wanted to set up a blog so that, because I don't remember everything, and people can make comments and add to it and get the discussion going and tell their friends about it. Just a few of us can get thousands and thousands of people on there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know that much about them, so I'm learning too, like everybody else. As of this last weekend, we had about 400 tips on the blog, but the allworld.org site that includes everything that's there, that the canbeforyou.biz is the actual website. And allworld is just a redirector, but it's the main site. We get anywhere from 50 to 100,000 hits a month at this point.
Wow.
Which is crazy. And separate AM live calls really get a lot of hits.
That's good.
And we've got the information from this call. There's no reason why this call shouldn't be getting a gazillion hits too. So.
Yeah.
For the information we put out. So, hopefully I haven't been huffing and puffing too much this morning because I've been walking. The gal that was hit in a car accident. Isn't she in the Wichita area too? Or in Kansas someplace? I can't think of her name.
Kay Logan?
Yeah, Kay Logan, huh?
I'm not sure where she's at. She used to be in Missouri, but then she moved down south, and I'm not sure exactly where she's at now.
Oh, okay.
She still has a downline in Wichita.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I'm going into an elevator, so if I lose you, you know why.
Okay. Going to say, what's going on with you, Elaine?
Oh, I was looking for my almanac when I was just got on the call, and I found it. I was looking about when to plant beans, but it's so cold. I think it's too cold to plant beans or anything like that yet.
Yeah, it is. I wish it would warm up. Harlan was just came in and complaining it's not as warm as it looks out there.
Yeah, I called in and it was 26 degrees when I called. So, well,
yeah.
It's spring is late this year, I guess, or maybe
my apricots make it. They were had little apricots already, so.
Really?
Yeah. Well, in the blossom, you know, just the teeny.
Yeah. Well, I don't think our apricot tree even bloomed.
Well, ours bloomed nicely, so I was looking forward to apricots, but if it keeps freezing like this, probably won't. Of course, here in town, it's warmer than it is out where you're at, too, so.
Yeah, right. Well, I couldn't figure out why ours didn't even bloom.
Yeah, I don't know.
It has very few leaves on it either, so I don't know. But, yeah, I wanted apricots too. I'll just have to keep watching it, I guess.
Yeah. Harlan said he'd eaten some small spinach leaves, but since
really?
I've been at work, I didn't get in on them.
Oh, no, he didn't save you any?
No, he just brought in a few to munch with his whatever he was eating or put in his sandwich or something, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he hasn't even gotten onion sets or anything like that to put out, so.
I did put those out. I did put onions out. Oh, a while ago already. A couple
of
weeks,
well,
I think.
He had potatoes out really early and then the spinach, but I wanted him to put out kale and stuff, and he hadn't done that, so.
Uh-huh. Well, it'll warm up sometime.
And then we'll complain because it's hot, so.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, well, I'm glad you can be back on the calls again.
I am, too. I missed them.
Yes. This morning I was watching the Jazzy Vegetarian. Have you ever watched her?
Yeah, I've caught her once or twice, but I haven't recently, so.
Yeah,
would have been
well,
better.
She...
I was going to say that would have been better than the news.
Oh, dear. Yeah, the news is depressing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And have you ever gone to her website?
No, I haven't.
Because she has all kinds of recipes on there. And it's very interesting. And have you watched Christina Cooks?
She's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
She used to could print off the whole season's recipes on hers, but I and I went on the website recently, so.
Yeah. Last night I made, it's not a quesadilla because it doesn't have any cheese in it, but it's something she had made where you just use a corn tortilla and warm it up, and then I put in hummus. A little bit of hummus, and then put on some cilantro and green onions and black olives, and just warmed it up in a skillet on the stove. And Greg really liked it.
That sounds
good. Yeah, the only thing about the corn tortillas is the corn is probably GMO.
Yeah.
So, and corn is in everything. I don't know what to do about that.
I don't know either. Years ago when I was on a rotation diet for allergies, I made tortillas out of, you know, some alternate flours. I don't remember now what I used. Some, you know, like quinoa or something like that. The flour. And like I say, I don't remember anymore what they were, but they didn't turn out too badly. I mean, I've got a tortilla maker, so.
Oh, that's an idea. Have you ever used semola flour? I wonder if Prairie Harvest has it. I'll have to look.
They might, I don't know.
Because I can't remember which one of them it was. I think it was Laura. That was using semola flour. Could have been Christina, I don't remember. But anyway, she said about not using white flour. At least so much.
the girls on the call years ago had was using sprouted grain flour, which I found at Green Acres in Wichita, but I haven't tried that. I thought that might be interesting to try.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is sweet, but since they sprout it and then dry it and use the sprouts, or the sprouted grain anyway, they say it digests differently than regular flour does.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd really like to get away from using white flour.
Yeah.
At least so much.
I just need to dig back out what I've got in the freezer from years ago when I was using more alternates, because I know I've got some kamut, and I'm not sure what else, but I've got little bits down there that I should finish up.
Yeah, I know. I found some soy flour in the freezer.
Yeah. I think I have some of that, too. I maybe even have spinach flour for spinach noodles.
Oh, my. But the trouble is, Greg is taking thyroid medicine, and he's not supposed to have soy.
Oh, well.
So,
yeah,
that really takes out a lot.
True.
Try some quinoa flour, buckwheat flour. Buckwheat will add a little bit of a funny color to it, because it's darker. But the buckwheat is actually just a berry.
Yeah, buckwheat. One of the cookbooks I've got, I forget which, I was trying to remember which one it was now that calls for a buckwheat pancake. It has buckwheat flour in it. That may be Esselstyn's or somebody's book that had that in it. That was good.
Talking about Esselstyn, I can't remember. I think it was in Forks and Knives cookbook. Have you ever made the sweet carrot, I think it's sweet carrot salad in there? It takes carrots and apples and raisins and a tablespoon of apple juice. Have you ever tried that one? Well, there was salad supper at church, and I knew there'd be too many jello things and too many fluffy salads there. So I made that recipe and took it. And then when Denise and I were leaving, a lady came up to us. She had been watching to see who picked up that dish because she wanted to know of the recipe. And she was very interested in it, so I sent her the recipe. But it's real easy to make, and it's good. And she said, oh, that was so good. I could eat that for dessert.
So. Make a cauliflower salad for everything, because that's always requested. So.
Oh, yes. Yeah. What do you use for the dressing on that, then?
Well, it calls for a mayonnaise dressing. I usually use some vegenaise, and then it calls for some vinegar and a little sweetener in it, so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, before vegenaise, it was just, the mayonnaise, or I always used Miracle Whip years ago, so.
Mm-hmm. Can you find that at Dillon's, or where do you get it?
The vegenaise, Prairie Harvest has it.
Oh, okay.
Or at least most of the time they do. The last time I needed some, I couldn't find it there, which reminds me my jar is empty, so. So anyway. Well, I think we're at the end of the half hour.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Steve, got anything additional to say?
No, just hope everybody has the greatest weekend ever and come back Monday with lots of excitement. Talk to lots of people.
That sounds good. Everybody be excited after the weekend.
Yeah, but might go into a family reunion tomorrow. I haven't not necessarily my side of the family, but it's my step or my half brothers and sisters side of the family. That, and I've never really known too much about them. And heck, I'm 61 years out, but I think it's about time I know something about them. Sort of crazy. So I'm trying to squeeze in that with everything else that I'm trying to pack in between now and the, what is it, the 4th of May when we start traveling. So, be crazy.
Well, yeah.
Probably coming through your area probably about the 5th of May, I would think. So, anyway, well, you guys have a good day, and thanks for the talk to you, as always. Travel safe.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.